Chase William D-Mace plays Silly Underdog Picks today. Pick three football underdog teams you think will win this week for a chance to win great prizes. You can play now at thegamenashville.com or on the 1025 The Game app. Silly Underdog Picks is presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket and Superbook Sports, voted number one sportsbook in Vegas. Download their app today. Tennessee taking on Alabama this weekend, 2:30 on CBS tomorrow. We say hello to Michael Casagrande of AL.com, covers the Crimson Tide for them. Michael, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. So let's start with the big question that everybody is asking, and I know Nick Saban has talked about it quite a bit this week. Bryce Young, what is his availability for tomorrow's game?
Yeah, I mean, they're still not, you know, he's never going to say, flip a green light on, say, you know, he's definitely going, he's definitely going to play. That degree of mystery is always something they're gonna want to hold on to as long as they can with this kind of situation. So if I had to put money on it, I would say he was going to play, but there's nothing definitive that says either way which one he's going to do.
So if he does play, I mean, how close to 100% do you think he actually is?
That's a great question that I'm sure everyone else wants to know the same thing. I can't say we don't get to see any practice anymore. It's hard to say we haven't seen him throw a ball since Arkansas. So it's hard to say exactly definitively how strong he's going to be. What percentage is that arm? Can he put the same zip on the ball? So it's a lot of great questions unanswerable at this point heading into tomorrow.
Nick Saban is notorious for talking about rat poison and, you know, keeping that out of his locker room. But a lot of expectations with Tennessee on the other side and a lot of hype with Tennessee. How has Saban, or how do you think Saban can use that to his advantage?
Yeah, there really hasn't been a whole lot of talk about that with us this week in terms of that aspect of it. But I'm sure, there's some degree of pressure that goes on to Tennessee's back for this game, just knowing that they've got the streak, the 15 years of losing this game, and the first, I mean, I've covered the team for 13 years, and it feels like this is by far and away the most, positive momentum Tennessee's carried into this game. So, yeah, I mean, with that comes, there's always a psychological warfare with this, any of these games, with this program. I know Saban's always talked about that sometimes the difficulty of getting everyone's head in the right place. These are players who don't know the Alabama-Tennessee rivalry as one that's being competitive. So sometimes it takes some training on their part to get these kids to know what's on the line, what they're heading into. And this is a team that also hasn't been to Neyland Stadium with a full capacity crowd. I don't know if anybody other than Henry Toa, Tyler Steen, maybe from transfer from Vanderbilt, who even knows what a crowd at a full Neyland Stadium is like. So there are a lot of different dynamics that are heading into this game.
We're talking with Michael Casagrande discussing Alabama, the upcoming game tomorrow. Alabama will travel here to Knoxville to play number six, I believe. Tennessee, I believe they're number six.
Yep.
Right now. Now, looking at this Alabama team, they haven't had, the playmakers that they've had in previous years. This is a program that, at least over the last 10 years, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but they've had playmaker after playmaker at that wide receiver position. This year, I know they got some good players, but they don't have that marquee guy that they've had before. Is it more now, Bryce Young, Nick Saban, he's more about distribution rather than finding that one explosive playmaker on the outside?
No, I'm sure they would much rather have a Jamison Williams type. Jamison Williams, John Betsy from a year ago, where those two clearly were far and above, they were the deep threat and more the underneath threat, respectively, where they were putting up big numbers. I'm sure the leading receiver has just over 200 yards in six games, so I'm sure, I know people can spin it as this, that they're very balanced. They have five guys who are within about 15 yards of each other near the top. I don't think that was why they drew it up. I think they were expecting to have a little bit more of explosiveness, a little bit of that home run hitter that they had a year ago with Jamison Williams, and just hasn't developed at this point. I know Tyler Harrell was a name that everyone was kind of throwing around as being having the same track star speed that Jamison Williams had when he transferred from Ohio State, but Harrell hasn't played yet since he transferred from Louisville over the summer. So Yeah, it's kind of a interesting mixture of having a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, and you know there isn't that true alpha, that star receiver who everyone knows it's going to go to him, or everyone knows that it's you know a guy who's going to create at least matchup issues.
What are your thoughts, Michael, about the kicking game? That's you think that this kind of game, maybe if it goes the way the Tennessee wants, will be close, and it might come down to a kick or two. How do you feel about the special teams right now?
I can't say much. I don't know if I know that much about Tennessee's kickers at this point, but I know Alabama's Will Riker has kind of had. He's been easily the best kicker they've had in the time I've covered the team. Kicked the game winner again at Texas. Just been very clutch, and he missed two a week ago. One a 47-yarder and another one 35-yarder that was pretty surprising. He's been so automatic inside of 40. So, you know, it's kind of bringing up some of those anxieties for Alabama fans who have been. If there's been one thing over the last 15 years that's really got to them, it's the miscues in the kicking game. So, you know, I'm sure before last week they'd have been totally fine with where they were kicking, but you know, you wonder if that doubt starts to creep in, if that confidence starts to become a factor with kickers, because you sometimes never know that the best kicker can go on the worst streak. So going on the road in an environment like that, I'm certainly can't help the mindset of a kicker. So it'd be interesting.
We're always asking ourselves the question, and it's always hard to answer, and that is where Alabama's roster is relative to what we've seen when they've been at their best the last, you know, 5-10 straight years, where you they're at the top always, and where Tennessee is. I did hear Nick Saban said, I think he's pretty sincere. He thinks Tennessee is the best team that they face this year on paper. That says a lot about where Tennessee's roster is.
Yeah, no, definitely. It seems like it's a different look to this team. The depth is different. Playmakers are different. Tennessee's obviously had some over the years in the last 10, 15, just hasn't had enough of them to fully be able to compete for 60 minutes consistently against this Alabama team. So, yeah, I think this will be they've passed all the tests at this point. Five games, the sixth game, I'm sure, is the as big of a test as they'll have. Georgia coming up, obviously, but this will be a real, you know, health check of where, you know, where are they on the being back meter, I guess you might say.
Michael, it's going to be an interesting game tomorrow. It's going to be a fun game for sure. Appreciate your time today, and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.